Good morning and welcome to Conti's Law. I'm your host, Attorney Michelle Conti. For those of you who have listened to us in the past, you know at Conti Law we focus primarily on estate planning, estate administration, tax planning, really just helping our clients make sure that their goals are seen to. Today we're going to focus on three of the biggest mistakes of estate planning and how to avoid them. Recently, I've had meetings with clients who have outdated plans or who have come into my office and started out by saying, it's a mess, it's complicated, good luck. And those are the words of encouragement that they give us when reviewing what their plan consists of. Now, let's be honest. Most people's favorite pastime isn't to discuss what's going to happen once they pass from this earth. But without doing that, without even considering it or sorting out your estate plan, it can be a confusing puzzle for your loved ones who are left behind, regardless if it's a spouse or kids, when you have in-laws involved, if you have a blended family. These things don't just happen to blended families. These issues arise maybe when mom passes and we have the siblings who don't necessarily get along, or if those siblings are married and we have their spouses talking to them at night, putting these ideas or questions in their head. My job is to make sure that a family feud doesn't ensue. With the holidays fast approaching, I see the worst in people when money and death are involved. And so I look at it as though it's our job to help keep that family from fracturing upon mom or dad's passing. That's the worst thing that happens. Sure, people always say, we don't want to get taxed. We want to shelter assets. We want to make sure that our kids get this stuff. But if that family unit is fractured, if those kids don't speak again down the road, all because mom passed, mom was the glue, and you know, maybe dad's the glue, but the parent figure is gone and isn't there to say, hey, get in line. Get your act together. I have clients who tell me, I haven't spoken to my sister in 20 years. And when I ask why, it's a shame because they don't remember what that fight was about. They just know that their relationship is no longer. And it's very sad. So our job is not only to help facilitate the estate plan in general, but also to maintain that relationship. Life's too short, guys. Now, everybody has their own reasons, but if we can alleviate just a little bit of that pressure, we'll do our job. So what I find is a lot of people don't devote the time. They say we don't want to think about it. They procrastinate. And they don't want to make sure that their goals are met. And I meet with people and ask, what do you want to happen at the end of the day? Now, granted, nobody wants to think about, talk about when their time comes for them to leave this earth. Shoot, I don't want to think about that either. But it's a reality, just like taxes. It's a reality of what we have to face. So if we can do a good job and make sure that all of our wishes are put in writing, they're legally outlined, then why not do it and then allow our families to grieve, allow them that time upon our death to remember the good times, to remember the good memories, rather than having to contact somebody like me and go through all of this stuff that should have been taken care of in the past. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Conti's Law with attorney Michelle Conti. I'm going to give you our contact information. Our offices are located out in Moon Township. However, we do offer in-home, in-office consultations, and all of our consultations are complimentary. You can reach us at 724-784-0239. Or you can always check out our website, www.contilawpgh.com. I'll spell that out for you. It's contilawpgh.com. I'll repeat our contact information several times throughout this show. But if you want some educational resources, check out our website. And they'll go hand in hand with what we're discussing. And it's really sad because people say to me, you know, I don't know what to tell you when I come in here. We put it off because we think that this meeting is going to be really difficult. And then once somebody meets with us, it makes me feel good because they say, wow, this is much easier than I expected, than I thought. That means I did my job right. But with that being said, if you don't make that call, if you don't take that step, look, New Year's is coming up. Make it your New Year's resolution. But if you don't do it, you're making a choice not to do it. And most of my clients, their choice is to make whomever they're leaving, their loved ones' lives, much easier upon their death. When they leave this earth, grant to your family and friends the ability to celebrate your life, to mourn your passing, not to have to deal with all of the legal stuff. We get more calls during the holidays because, for whatever reason, people pass away at this time, obviously throughout the year, but more so this time of the year. Allow them the peace and the gift to think about you, to celebrate you, not to worry about the legal aspect of it. But I said at the beginning of the show, we're going to talk about the three worst estate planning mistakes that I've seen my clients make. And that's just this week. I meet with clients and I ask them what's on their mind. Why are they calling us? Now, granted, I think everybody over the age of 18 should have an estate plan in place. Regardless if you're married, if you have children, of your wealth, it doesn't matter. Because let's face it, we're all going to pass at some point. And nobody has that crystal ball to say when their time will come. So let's be prepared. I see the task that can be daunting for my clients who are there to pick up the pieces and try to figure out what mom left when she passed. The executor's job is a tough one. It really is. And people will say to me, "Yeah, I'll be fair to my siblings. I'm not going to take a fee." By the end of that process, I'd be shocked if they didn't come back and say, "What fee can I take again?" Because it is a job. It becomes a job. And even though we're there to hold your hand and to assist you with that process, as the executor, as the administrator, you have the duty to perform these tasks. So in a perfect world, my clients would put a plan in place so that their executor isn't left with a mess. And what does that mean? Well, most people don't even know what they have to begin with. And that sounds silly, but it's the truth. If I asked every one of my clients out of 100 clients, "Do you have an inventory of everything you have?" 99 of them, 98 maybe, would say no. So think of all the stuff you've accumulated throughout your life. It could be something like your checking, your savings, your brokerage accounts, mutual funds, life insurance, IRA, 401k, anything rolled over, inherited, life insurance. That is the stuff that you have. I'll tell you a quick story. I recently got a call from an attorney in the state of Oregon, and she said to me, I have a client. He passed away. His wife contacted me. We're settling the estate in Oregon. My question was, why are you calling me in Pittsburgh? And she said, well, unbeknownst to the widow, the gentleman who passed within the last 10 years of his life has purchased small plots of land throughout the country. He has two here in Pittsburgh. He has some in Hawaii, some in California, some in Colorado, some in Washington State. Why he bought something in Pittsburgh, I have no idea. I don't even know if he'd ever been to Pittsburgh to visit. So we have a piece of property in Allegheny County and a piece of property in Beaver County that his widow of Oregon, who lives in Oregon, has never even been to the state of Pennsylvania. Prior to her husband's passing, he never divulged to her that he had all this land. Now, I can sit here and speculate all I want. I've never met this gentleman. I've never met the wife. I've only spoken to the attorney. And to boot, the wife doesn't speak very good English, so we have a translator involved. Now, what does all of this mean? It means that the wife, who's the executor, is left with a mess with properties all across the country that aren't valued very high, but still she's left with a mess and a puzzle to put together. And it's a shame, because if that conversation would have been had, if the wife would have known what needed to be done, she would have been more organized and prepared. And we could have all, he could have kept the properties, but we could have put a plan in place just to make everybody's life easier. Why not allow this poor woman to grieve? Now she has to fly all across the country to assess and value the properties at stake and then pay the debts. And how she found out was because the mail started coming with the back taxes that were due, the utilities, all of the stuff that's associated with property. So that's a prime example of what we've accumulated. We'll get into the illiquid assets on it's a different show. But what I mean by that is the tangible stuff. So your paintings, your jewelry, the stuff that may not be valued, may have value, which you're unaware of. I have a client who came in the other day who owns horses. Well, I can say I'm not in the business of valuing a horse. However, there are people who we can team you up with to get that valuation. That's a different story. But these are just some of the things you have to think about. What about those accounts, the banking accounts that you have online? How many of you have written down your online passwords, your usernames, answers to questions? Now, you could choose an answer as obvious as, what is my mother's maiden name? But what about a popular one is your first pet's name, the hospital of your birth? These are some that just myself I've seen. Would my husband know what my first pet's name was? Highly doubtful. But these are things that we need to talk about. Now, the good news is, some things can just be found if you keep records in your drawer at home. So if you have a vehicle, your auto insurance, or if you have your house, your homeowner's insurance. The bad news is Some things aren't available if you choose that everything's electronic. So I have clients who come in to say, look, I know my mom or dad or my sibling or Johnny has this account. I just can't find any paper statements. What about the deed to your house or mortgage documentation? What if you have a safe deposit box? That comes up quite a bit. The safe deposit box process, the closing of that box, is a little bit more detailed and strict because an audit has to occur. The IRS comes in. So the attorney and the executor have to be diligent with that entire process. What about a vehicle? What if you lease a vehicle? What if your stuff, like I said before, wasn't all financial investments in nature? What if it was that those assets that you can hold, the tangible personal property? What if you and your siblings don't get along? And you have a mom had an asset at her house that has strong sentimental value for you, but your sister wants that too, and you guys don't talk. How's that going to work? Then we have today's day and age with social media. What about those online accounts? Facebook, Instagram. We don't have MySpace anymore, but we could. I don't even know if that's still around. Those accounts are yours. So what happens to them, those digital accounts, when you pass? Domain names. So Conti Law has multiple domain names. If you Google us, we'll come up. What about Bitcoin? I have a client who has a significant amount of wealth in the Bitcoin repositories. I didn't even know what that was. These are things that need to be discussed prior to you becoming incapacitated or passing away. Because your family may not know. Maybe they will, but maybe they don't know about the accounts. Your eBay account, your LinkedIn account, your Amazon account, your Etsy account, Pinterest. These are all digital assets that we may not necessarily think about. Now, I have a classmate of mine from Villanova from years ago. God love her. Her name is Beth. She passed away. It was her fifth year anniversary, Thanksgiving Day, and I miss her. Wonderful woman. Her Facebook account is still active because she was smart and she was proactive, and she was able to check the boxes that allowed her executor to maintain this page. And it's still nice when I see her face and when those memories pop up. Things people may not necessarily think about. But you have to be concerned. You also want to make sure it's protected because, let's be honest, cyber theft and hacking do occur. So my best bit of wisdom, if any of this touches a nerve with you, is to make sure you have that inventory. You want to have a roster of all of your stuff, your passwords, your users' names. Because the bank accounts, we can figure out. It's those other things we may not necessarily, it may not be so easy if you're not here. If you have questions or concerns for me, give us a call, Conti Law, 724-784-0239. And our website is contilawpgh.com. Before we wrap up the show, I'll give you our information again. I'm going to leave you with a warning story. And I've told you this story time and time again, but I had a client come in the other day who said, my sister died. She had a life insurance policy that she has had for years and years and years. Now, sister didn't pass away unexpectedly. I did her plan before she died. We knew she was going to pass at some point. She made the choice to update her information, which is great. During that conversation we had with her, we talked about those assets that had beneficiary designations. And she said, they're up to date. They are how I want them to be. The issue is they weren't. In her will, let me back up and give you the specifics about her. I'm going to call her Pam in her will. Pam doesn't have any children. She's widowed. Her husband died several years ago. Her family consists of mom and brother, period. That's it. Obviously, Pam has a biological father. Pam has no relationship with biological father. He's been out of the picture since she was in her toddler years. She passed away at the age of 52. Hasn't spoken to father in decades. So, in her will, we made it very, very specific to state that when Pam passed, everything went to her mom. And then her beneficiary designations were between mom and brother and her nieces. The issue is after Pam passed, the executor brings me all the information that says her beneficiaries on these non-probatable accounts listed her deceased husband. What people need to be more educated on and to know is that if your beneficiaries are not up to date, then they either defer to the estate, which in this case we would have wished they deferred to the estate because the estate said her mom got everything. However, this was a federal policy. And without going into too many details, Pam never updated her beneficiary forms when her husband passed. This company is taking the stance. The federal guidelines state, because the beneficiary was deceased and she did list a beneficiary, then it goes to the intestacy heirs, not her estate, the intestacy heirs. And what the intestacy heirs in this lineal passage, because she's a widow, she has no children, it goes up to parents. Her stuff is now going to be split 50-50, which is the bulk of her estate, between mom and dad, even though she has no relationship with biological father. So he will be unjustly enriched by her passing just because he consumes and has the same DNA as Pam. If Pam would have updated her form to state mom 100%, to state mom and brother, to state mom, brother, and nieces, whatever she wanted, if she would have done that. Now, there's a lot that goes into the story because Pam was cognizant and fine once her husband passed away. There were many years in between her illness and when she could have updated the forms. The moral of the story is, don't take this contract, this beneficiary designation as a contract, don't take it for granted and assume that what you want to happen will happen upon your death if you have not planned yourself, if you have not taken the time to fill out those forms correctly. This could happen to you. I've also seen it happen where you remarry, but you don't update those forms, and maybe your ex-spouse is the primary beneficiary. That happens more often than not, believe it or not. So in our next show, we'll talk about this further, but it's really important. It's imperative that you have an idea, and then you actually fulfill that idea and make sure it's in writing that what you want to happen actually will happen. God forbid you're taken off this earth sooner than expected. I know I said that we were going to talk about three of the biggest mistakes. We only got to two this show. We'll continue next week. But in the meantime, I truly hope you think about your New Year's resolution and how maybe planning for your family and your estate can be yours. Until next week, have a great weekend, everybody. I'm Michelle Conti with Conti's Law. We can be reached at 724-784-0239. Have a great and blessed holiday season and new year. Take care, everybody.